Some people think that critical illness insurance and disability insurance are complementary products. Actually, there is very little correlation between the two, as each serves a different purpose and protects against a different financial risk. Critical illness insurance is a product designed to cover expenses related to recovering from a serious illness. For example, costs related to treatment, home modifications, travel for care, to name a few. It provides a one-time lump sum payment after a waiting period of 30 days when diagnosed with any of the covered conditions listed in the contract, such as life-threatening cancer, heart attack, and stroke. This product was conceived by a doctor who realized that most people were surviving these horrific illnesses due to medical advances, but were left financially destitute by unanticipated costs associated with their recovery. Costs associated with recovery are over and above the normal day-to-day living expenses like food, mortgage, and utility payments. Disability insurance insures a person's day-to-day living expenses and provides income based on an individual's annual earnings. An applicant has to be younger than age 65 and must be working in order to qualify for this coverage. With critical illness insurance, there is no restriction on whether one is working or not. Anyone age 65 and younger can apply for a policy up to $2 million. When an individual is working, it makes perfect sense to carry both disability and critical illness coverage, since disability insurance addresses every possibility due to an accident or sickness that could render a person unable to perform the duties of their job and suffer the loss of income. Critical illness, on the other hand, addresses those specific illnesses that affect most of today's population that require additional and many times substantial out-of-pocket costs over and above what government health care plans pay and what most people can comfortably afford.